This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
And a warm welcome to everybody. This is the show that goes like this. Just gone 6 o'clock on a Tuesday. It's me, Ben Simmons, with you up until 8. Huge thanks to Spencer for a fabulous drive time show, getting everybody home safely. And as he told you just a few minutes ago, he'll be back on Saturday with the weekend wind up here on Phoenix FM. So if you want to check that out, please do. We're going to have a great time tonight. We are going to be paying some visits to the weird world of news. I will tell you about the pausing of the World Cup of Film's grand final. We will have some celebrity birthdays and we'll have some great music for your ears to enjoy listening to as well. So don't go anywhere. Keep it here, 98.0 FM on your dial if you're in the area, as I'm sure you're well aware. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. And do spread the word about our fabulous station here. Do check out our website. Loads of great stuff and great features on there too. Also this evening, you can join me on Mixcloud.com if you want the webcam feed into the studio. And you could ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM, but you're here already. You knew that. It's people that aren't here that need that information. So please spread the word. It will be much appreciated. It's the show that goes like this. What are we going to do musically to start off with? We're going to have a little bit of Snow Patrol.
We'll do it all, everything on our own. We don't need anything or if I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? I don't quite know how to say I said too much, they're not enough. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we told before we get too old. Show me a garden that's bursting into life. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we're told before we get too old. Show me a garden that's bursting into life. Just lay here. Would you lie with me and just forget the world?
That was Snow Patrol with the fabulous Chasing Cars to get us going on the show that goes like this tonight. Hope your Tuesday has treated you well. Hope your Tuesday evening is going fabulously so far. I've always been one of those people that's never quite sure when the evening starts. Is it 5:30? Is it 6 o'clock? 6 o'clock seems too late for the start of the evening. Is it 5 or is that too early? Is that late afternoon? Is there an official time for the end of the evening? I know that regular friend of the show, Mr. Eddie Bushell, is listening on the airwaves right now. He has sent me evidence, which is fabulous of him. Thanks, Eddie. Good to hear from you, mate. Hope you're having a good time. And I know that Eddie enjoyed Snow Patrol and Chasing Cars and has performed it as part of an a cappella group, which he belongs to. Well worth listening to and checking out. And he's already sent me in the part he sang in Chasing Cars. So great work. And it did sound very lovely, even just that part isolated on its own without everyone else building up the rest of the song. Well done, though. So, yes, this is the show that goes like this. We are going to be paying visits to the weird world of news. The very close final of the World Cup of Films has been paused as of right now, so there will be opportunities for further voting later in the week, and then next week I will bring you the result of the grand final of the World Cup of Films. If you've missed that, you've missed 32 amazing films being whittled down to the final two to prove what is the greatest movie ever made. That will be revealed on these airwaves at around 7 o'clock next week on the show that goes like this. I'm very excited about it. We've had numerous other World Cups of things in the past. We had the World Cup of soft drinks. We've had the World Cup of chocolate bars. I think we had the World Cup of crisps, did we? I can't, maybe we didn't, maybe I've just made that up. Yeah, but anyway, we've had World Cups of things. I thought it was time to really go for it into the World Cup of films, and we have done it. World Cup of biscuits, that's what we did. I remember well, Bourbons v Custard Creams were in the final. I think Custard Creams won it. And I think the nation's favourite drink, according to this programme, soft drink, is a cherry Coca-Cola. Cherry Coke versus Dr. Pepper in the final. Black Forest flavours making it through. Okay, let's have some more wonderful music. Here comes Adele.
Shy, ain't like you to hold. the blue, uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best of you too. Don't forget me, I beg. I'll remember you say. Sometimes it lasts and loves, but sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes it hurts instead. You know how the time flies. Only yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste? Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Absolutely. This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. Hope you're having a fabulous Tuesday still, and thank you so much for sharing it with me this evening. As I now know, not just Eddie Bushell is, but members of his family as well in Norfolk. It's just me and the Bushells this evening, and various others. But I've already been sent loads of information from Eddie, who says officially, as far as the Bushells are concerned, evening starts after the first G&T. Sounds good to me. And then he sent me, why is everything in German so terrifying? It is true. I remember seeing a meme, a video of various words in all European languages and how beautiful they sound in Spanish and Italian. Some in English sounded quite pretty. And then you say the same thing in German and it sounds unbelievably harsh. I've seen that. But I can't do justice to this. What is it? Schwarzwalder Kirschtorten. Maybe. Apparently it's Black Forest Gatto. Does sound a bit scarier in German, Eddie. You're right. Thanks for sending that in. Always appreciated. I love a bit of interactivity on the show that goes like this. And if you want to send me any kind of a message tonight, I will happily give you a shout out on the airwaves. So Ben Simmons Radio is the Facebook page, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. You can email the station radio@phoenixfm.com as well. And as I alluded to at the beginning, if you have a Mixcloud account, you can join in the chat at the box on the side of our webcam feed, mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix98FM. You can watch the feed without having an account. If you want to join in the chat, you must have an account, but it's free to get one. So many ways you can be here on Phoenix, so many ways you can listen to the great music I'm going to give you up until 8 o'clock tonight, and then even after me, great stuff going on. Rob Harvey in with Synth City from 8 until 10, new wave electronic music, and then after 10 o'clock, Gary Davidson back, playing singles and album tracks from his own record collection, Off the Record with Gary Davidson at 10 tonight. Let's have another track I haven't heard for a while. Always enjoy listening to this one. It's one of those that you kind of have to sing along with, really. It's got that about it. Bit of the Bangles. Took a while for the Bangles to get going there. Nearly worried me there was a problem. There isn't.
Close your eyes, give me your hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Do you feel the same? Am I only dreaming? Is this burning an eternal flame? I believe it's meant to be, darling. I watch you when you are sleeping. You belong with me.
I don't wanna lose this.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Bit of the Bangles there, classic Eternal Flame. Love that track. Yes, I couldn't help singing along. Absolutely necessary as far as I'm concerned. So, hope your Tuesday's going well. What else can we expect in the rest of the show? Well, if you haven't listened for a little while, Eddie Bushell, you may not know that I now like to pay regular visits to the weird world of news, where I trawl the internet to bring you some of the crazier stories that have made it to light over the last 7 days. And, well, just to whet your appetite a little bit, I'll start paying visits after the next track, but we will be talking about how the Queen was surprisingly into gaming. We'll hear about the woman whose date sent her an invoice afterwards. We'll hear about a man getting attacked by a typically Australian animal with dire consequences. We'll hear about, and you'll like this one, what I'm calling the white shirt non-news story. The white shirt non-news story could be my favourite visit to the weird world of news tonight. We will also hear about excessive hamster grief. So yes, the Queen and gaming, the woman whose date sent her an invoice, man attacked by an Australian animal, white shirt non-news story, and hamster grief. You will be hearing more about all of those things later on in the show that goes like this tonight. We will have celebrity birthdays as well, and some lovely music, so keep it here. There's no reason to be anywhere else. And right now, a song that came to light a few years back from the remake of A Star Is Born. I loved the film I saw, having not seen older versions, and I did love this track that came from it. It's Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper with Shallow.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall in all the good times I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times I fear myself.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void?
Phoenix FM.
It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, approaching 6:30 on the 13th of September. Now, as promised, our first visit to the weird world of news tonight. And obviously, much has been said about Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II on various TV channels ever since the sad news reached us of her passing. But very few people have heard about this, which I think is fabulous, particularly if you're into your gaming. Now, I appreciate the Nintendo Wii is no longer a console that graces too many homes, because we've moved on to the Switch now, haven't we? I think the Wii originally came out 2009, something like that. But yes, Queen Elizabeth had a 24-carat gold Nintendo Wii and loved to play Wii bowling. It's absolutely true. If you've ever used a Nintendo Wii and played the bowling game, it's kind of just fabulous to know that she got enjoyment from that. She was given the console as a gift by video game company THQ as part of a promotion, and they had the bespoke console delivered straight to Buckingham Palace. And a couple of years before, apparently Prince William was gifted a Nintendo Wii and was playing on it at Sandringham, and the Queen asked to play a game with him and became a natural at the 10-pin bowling game. And William thought his gran was incredibly cool for not only wanting to play the Nintendo Wii with him, but actually being decent at it at the 10-pin bowling game. So there you go. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II enjoyed a game of Wii bowling on the Nintendo Wii. Fabulous to hear. I loved that story. More random visits to the weird world of news coming up later in the show. Like I said, you'll hear about a woman whose date sent her an invoice later on. A man who was, sadly, well, I'll tell you more information, but attacked in a terrible way by an famous Australian animal. The white shirt non-news story I'm looking forward to bringing you later, and details of unnecessary, or possibly over the top rather than unnecessary, hamster grief. All that to come in the next hour and a half, plus loads of fabulous music, like this from Barry Manilow.
Through a window, crying in the night. The night goes into morning, just another day. Happy people pass my way. Looking in their eyes, I see a memory. Shaking, and I need you today, oh man.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Barry Manilow and Mandy. Great track. Another one you want to sing along to. I think many of those you will hear tonight. You may get a workout for your vocal cords, which Eddie Bushell might not want if he's finally got some time off from his constant singing around the world on luxurious cruise liners and the like. Maybe he didn't want to sing along to anything, but feel free to, Eddie, you know, if you want to, it's absolutely fine. Yes, hope everybody's doing well. Remember, if you do want to drop me a line this evening, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. You can email radio@phoenixfm.com as well. If you're fortunate enough to have my number, don't be ridiculous, I'm not giving it out on the airwaves, but you can WhatsApp me, text me. Do anything you like, and if anyone gets in touch, they will get a shout-out on this very programme this evening. If you want to request any kind of mellow listening tracks, then I'll get those on the airwaves for you too. So feel free to do that as well. It'd be lovely to hear from you. So, yes, hope your Tuesday evening's going well. I will tell you very shortly about a woman who went on a date and ended up getting an invoice afterwards. Sounds awful, sounds ridiculous. Genuinely true. Until then, here's Ellie Goulding.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I wanna touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear, I don't care, 'cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark, let me take you past the satellites.
Oh,
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Ellie Goulding, Love Me Like You Do. I nearly said, what are you waiting for? Don't get the name of the track wrong at the end of it, Ben. Okay, I won't. Ah, dear, fabulous. Now, time to pay another visit to the weird world of news. We've heard about Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II's love of the Nintendo Wii, and particularly the 10-pin bowling game. She had a 24-carat gold Nintendo Wii. That is very exciting in itself. This is something entirely different. The first one's a great memory. This is an unbelievable story when you hear about it. Now, I do appreciate the world of dating can be quite difficult these days. Has it been enhanced by the internet and apps where you can meet people, see if you have any kind of connection first before meeting up with them? Who knows? Because this is what happened to a lady named Fiona Hope a little while back. She was left perplexed after she was sent an invoice by a man she went on a date with who demanded she pay him back the £29 he spent on her food and drink. The invoice was for wasted time. Wow. She said she realised while on the date she had no romantic connection with the man, but when she told him that over text message afterwards, he responded by sending her a digital invoice so he could get back the money he spent on taking her to dinner. And she's shown this in a viral video on TikTok. The project name for the invoice was listed as Unsuccessful Date and had a due date of ASAP. It also broke down the costs. £17 for food, £12 for drinks. At least it's clear, making the total £29. She cannot believe it. I can't believe it as well. She says, I told him I didn't have a romantic connection with him over a message, and this is the response. He said, it's not a matter of money, it's the principle. £29. That is awful, isn't it? Wow, I mean, everybody's been on a date with someone that they didn't end up with for the rest of their lives. Would you ever consider that as acceptable in any time period? This date's not gone well. I spent a certain amount of money on you. You really ought to give me that back. Oh, dear, that is awful. She says even this. She offered to pay her share of the meal and he refused and said he would pay for it. So what kind of morals does that guy have? If it had gone any further, he'd have been happy to be out of pocket. But with being told there and then there was no hope for them as a couple, I want my money back. That's someone who's just their whole lives had stuff and got, it's broken, I don't want it anymore. Get rid of it. I want a new one. I need a new one. And not understanding that doesn't apply to human relationships. I'm very lucky I haven't had to get involved in the world of dating since 2001 when I met my now wife, the fabulous Hayley Jane. This track that I'm going to play now is emotional for me because it was the first dance at our wedding. So, yeah, memories of a fantastic day thanks to everyone that came. Here is Lone Star and Amazed.
Inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. I want to spend the rest of my life with you by my side. Forever. By you.
whisper in the dark. Your hair all around me, baby, you surround me. You touch every place in my heart.
FM.
The Fabulous Amazed by Lone Star there. We're 46 minutes into the show that goes like this tonight. It's going, well, as far as I'm concerned, it's going well. I hope it is for you listening. Who am I to judge, though? You are the ones to judge, I suppose. Now, I've been having a lovely text message, not so much altercation, more just conversation and hilarious conversation with Eddie Bushell, as I have been basically since 6 o'clock tonight. And he's reminded me something that my lovely wife Hayley reminded me just before I was leaving for the studio, that it is this evening the return of the Great British Bake Off. That is going to be exciting. And someone has created online, I don't know if it's the producers or someone else, a Star Wars-related Bake Off poster. And it says, Bake Wars, Return of the Bread Eye. So, 8 p.m. Channel 4 this evening. Other baking shows, no doubt, are available. Other cookery shows on other channels. But anyway, Return of the Bread Eye. Yes, yeah, so myself and Eddie Bushell are now trying to do some Star Wars-named puns related to Bake Off. He went with Prue Backer, which I thought was good, although I wanted R2-D Prue. And then is best admit, there's no point continuing after I got this message, Darth Paul. Absolutely brilliant. I said he should be wielding a double-ended baguette. Maybe he will be in tonight's programme. You'll have to tune in and have a look. Fortunately, starts after, just after, the show that goes like this finishes. So, you know, everyone's a winner there, really, aren't they? Okay, weird word of news. Still have more things to tell you about at it. More tracks to play for you. We haven't done celebrity birthdays, have we? I'll probably try and squeeze that in after this next one. Here's Ronan. Not saying much, but he doesn't even want that. He prefers it when you say less than not much.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I can never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know there's a truth in your eyes saying you
says you'll catch me wherever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at all. People talking out loud. But when you hold me near, you drown out the crowd. Try as they may, they can never define what's been said between your heart and mine.
Is Phoenix 98 FM.
Ronan Keating, when you say nothing at all on the show that goes like this. Now, I did promise I would do celebrity birthdays, and I don't make a promise without sticking to it. Who has a birthday on the 13th of September? Well, Stella McCartney is 51 today. Niall Horan is 29 today, and American actor Tyler Perry is 56 today. Some names who would be celebrating were they still alive. Roald Dahl would have been 106 today. J.B. Priestley would have been 128 today. And we're all about the authors. Daniel Defoe of Robinson Crusoe fame would have been 362 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. Read them out on a Tuesday. Should have told you about Daniel Defoe on a Friday, really, shouldn't I? See what I did there? Here's Extreme.
How easy it
FM.
A lovely track, Extremes, More Than Words. I've just heard news about a band playing in hotels in Portugal who were called More Than Words, who used to get angry whenever guests asked if they played that song. You know, if you're going to call yourself More Than Words, check out, there aren't any songs called More Than Words that you don't know, that you could well be asked about. And then don't get annoyed if someone asks you about it. Surely if it happened a couple of times and you didn't know, you'd then find out why that had happened and then not really be so annoyed in the future. Anyway, I don't know enough about it. Time for another track, and then we'll hear about the tragic story of a man getting attacked by a typical Australian animal. Okay, in the meantime, here's another one I've always really enjoyed listening to, the brilliant Take a Bow by Rihanna.
So dumb right now, standing outside my house, trying to apologize. You're so ugly when you cry. Please just cut it out. And don't tell me you're sorry, 'cause you're not. And baby, when I know you're only sorry, but you put on quite a show, really had me going, but now it's time to go, curtains finally closing, that was quite a show, very entertaining, but it's over now,
but it's over.
Go.
looks like a refund. Please, what else is on? And don't tell me you're sorry, 'cause you're not. Baby, when I know you're only sorry you got caught. But you put on quite a show.
Is Phoenix 98 FM.
And that track is over Rihanna's lovely Take a Bow. Yes, a slightly more mellow feel to the music tonight, but still some interesting features nonetheless. And here's a tragic story. Yes, back over to the weird world of news. There have not been any kangaroo-related deaths reported in Australia since 1936. Until September 2022, a man has been killed by a kangaroo he was keeping in his home, police in Australia have announced. Yes, he was mauled to death by a kangaroo he was keeping as a pet, and subsequently it fought off paramedics who were trying to come and treat the man. Unbelievable. 77-year-old man, yet to be formally named, was found by a relative seriously injured at his home in Redmond, around 200 miles from Perth in Western Australia. Paramedics arrived at the scene and tried to treat the man, although were reportedly fended off by the aggressive marsupial. In order to be able to treat him, it's a sad end to the story for everybody, police were called to the scene and had to remove the animal from the scene, and there was only one way they could do that. Yes, the man was later pronounced dead, and it's the first kangaroo-related death in Australia since 1936. Animals are not generally thought of as directly dangerous. They have been known to react aggressively when provoked or feeling cornered. So something weird happened. If he'd kept that kangaroo as a pet, it obviously got territorial. And, a bit sad of an end there for everybody. Kangaroos can grow up to 8 feet tall and weigh as much as 66 kilograms, depending on their breed. So, yeah, it can be quite a fearsome sight if a kangaroo decides to confront you. And, for whatever reason, it lost it, mauled the man to death, stopped paramedics from treating him, had to be got rid of. Unfortunately, I've always thought kangaroos look quite cute, don't they? They just kind of look like a giant version of a rabbit or something. It's like if a rabbit kept growing, you'd end up with a kangaroo. But, sorry to bring that to you and bring that to the airwaves this evening. It's part of the weird world of news. The other parts of the weird world of news, whilst another one does relate to animals and grief, it's a more ridiculous story. And then there's the white shirt non-news story. I'm very excited to be able to bring you. Until then, though, here is James Arthur. It is possible, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. years ago, someone told me I should take caution when it comes to love. I did, and you were strong and I was not. My illusion, my mistake, I was careless, I forgot I did. And now, when all is done, there is nothing to say. You have gone, and so effortlessly. You have won, you can go ahead, tell them all I know now. Shout it from the rooftops, write it on the skyline. All we had is gone now. Tell them I was happy, and my heart is broken. All my scars are. Betrayal is worse. Broken trust and broken hearts. I know, when thinking all you need is there. Building faith on love and words. Empty promises for where I know, and now when all is done, there is nothing to say. And if you're done with embarrassing me, on your own, you can go ahead, tell them all I know. Ago, someone told me I should take caution when it comes to love. I did.
Tell them all I know now. Shout it from the rooftops. Waiting on the skyline. All we had is gone now. Tell them I was happy. How my heart is broken.
Phoenix FM.
That was James Arthur and Impossible. We're getting close to 7:10, and I will explain to you, therefore, what has been going on in the World Cup of Films this week. Well, you may remember last week I announced that the final two films whittled down from 32, the final was Live to Vote For. Now, in light of recent events, I am going to extend the voting so that it will finish after next week's show. So I will announce the winners during next week's show. So sorry, I should have said it will finish in the run-up to next week's show. So probably around about 5 o'clock next Tuesday, the voting will close. The original poll that was conducted has now closed. A second poll will be started this evening, and therefore you will be able to carry on voting for the final of the World Cup of Films. In case you're only just finding out about this and thinking, what are the last two films that have made it through to the final? It is two giants of Hollywood, two incredible examples of movie making. The Empire Strikes Back and Back to the Future. Two films with the word back in the title. Two films with the word the in the title, although probably not quite as significant. The Empire Strikes Back and Back to the Future are the two greatest films of all time, according to listeners of this programme, and we will find out which one becomes the greatest movie ever made. During next week's show, we may well have a special show as a tribute to whichever film wins. I will announce when the voting has gone live again, hopefully before the end of tonight's show, so do check it out at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. So yes, you can have a look at how it's gone so far. It's very close. We've had an incredible number of votes in the final, more than the rest of the tournament put together, I would suggest. And thanks to everybody who shared that poll and got it out there. But yes, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, the World Cup of Films Grand Final. You may have thought it was all over. The voting will commence again, probably in around about half an hour's time. And then it will come to a conclusion in the run-up to next week's show. The winner will be announced on next Tuesday's episode of the show that goes like this. Excitement, quite literally, at fever pitch. Here, though, is Lewis Capaldi.
I'm going on during this time. I fear there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away, you're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. I'm going under in this time. I fear there's no one to turn to. This all or nothing way of loving, go be sleeping without you. I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard. So what you love, and I tend to close my eyes when it hurts. Sometimes I fall into your arms. I'll be safe in your soul till I come back around. For now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard. And you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. But now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda to be in someone you love.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Lewis Capaldi's brilliant Someone You Loved. Again, very emotive. Hope your Tuesday's still treating you well this evening. Thanks so much for sharing part of it with me on the airwaves here on Phoenix FM. This is Ben Simmons. This is the show that goes like this. Tell everyone you know about this show. 6 till 8 on a Tuesday night. Now, penultimate visit to the weird world of news tonight. This is a bizarre one. Now, over the last few weeks and months, I've enjoyed paying visits to the weird world of news. We've had animal stories, tattoo disasters, life hacks, just general bits of craziness from around the world. I remember, off the top of my head, a neighbour confusing a pile of rubbish for an intruder leaning in against a wall outside his home. That was one of the more bizarre ones. A man who complained about his pizza topping not having any topping on it. A woman who had almost came to blows with a restaurant owner because of the quality of a sauce they'd been given. You know, ridiculous things like that. And then life hacks. I can remember something about how to store bread with celery, I think, with a piece of celery in the wrapper, and that can enhance the bread and make it last for longer. So stuff like that. So slightly wacky stories, okay? Although every now and again, the place I go to look for these stories gives you one where you kind of go, it's not a story, it's rubbish. Let's just examine this one, really. The headline is this. Mum shares tips on how to keep white school shirts looking out of the wrapper new. Okay, so the headline is Mum shares tips on how to do that. Okay, then there's always a bit of blurb afterwards. When you see a child wearing a school uniform, including white items, which actually somehow still look white, you may wonder how their parents do it. So that could kind of get you interested in reading the rest of the article. Then it kind of goes back on what you already know. It's a question on every parent's lips. How do you keep your child's whites so fresh when every day they come home looking like they've been dragged through a hedge backwards? Okay, then, bearing in mind the headline was Mum shares tips on how to keep white school shirts looking out of the wrapper new, this is the article. One frustrated mum took to Mum's Net to ask other parents about the best way to keep white clothing as white as possible. So, Mum shares tips should actually have said, Mum asks other people for tips. Okay. The woman who's asked for tips, rather than sharing them, said she remembers in school some of the kids had shirts that looked out of the wrapper new and she wanted to replicate that for her kids. She wrote, My eldest has just started secondary school and wears white shirts. How do you keep these shirts white and new looking? That is not really sharing tips, is it? The journalist that has written this article, I don't want to go this far, but you know, they've basically got it badly wrong. Then, the bits of information other people have shared were, I soak them occasionally in Milton, drying in the sun helps, wash whites separately, add a scoop of Vanish White. Right, wash whites separately? Does anybody wash their whites with their reds and end up with pinks? No! Because we're not crazy. I've got unnecessarily annoyed by this article. First of all, it's a non-news story. Even in the weird world of news, where we bring you the lighter side of wacky stories, the headline doesn't match up with the rest of the story. It doesn't actually tell you anything. The whole thing is literally pointless. Mum shares tips on how to keep white school shirts looking out of the wrapper new. When in fact, she said, how do you keep white school shirts white and looking out of the wrapper new? So what they're basically written a whole article about is a woman asking other people how to keep her shirts white, where some of the answers she's received is wash them with white clothes. Shouldn't exist. This article is pointless. It's a non-news, strange news story. The weird world of news should be renamed for this one anyway, the disappointing world of news. I was like, oh, okay, we could share a life hack with people. How do you keep white shirts looking out of the wrapper new? She doesn't know. She's asked other people. And nobody's really said how. Right, time to have another song while I get over it. While I try to get over it. Can Macy Gray help me?
When will they go from here? When will they stop? I believe that fate has brought us here, and we should be together, babe, but we're not. Thank you.
seem all right and smile when you leave. But my smiles are just a front, just a front.
Is Phoenix 98 FM.
And that was Macy Gray's fabulous I Try. Never understood that line in the Keep My Cool, but I'm fiending. Fiending? Just, what, being annoying? Or being in trouble? Not quite sure what fiending means. If anybody wants to tell me, I'd happily find out that information. I don't want to look it up right now. I want to play another track. You know, I've been to see Michael Bublé in Sheffield. It was a present for my wife's birthday. We went and watched him. He was amazing. And he wrote this song in my honour, because although he's heard of Ben Simmons, he hasn't met me. Not yet.
Not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times. I stop keeping track, talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. I know someday that it'll all turn out. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half time and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. Somehow I know. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, I'll give so much more than I get.
just haven't met you yet. They say all's fair in love and war, but I won't need to fight it. We'll get it right, we'll be so amazing, and being in your life is gonna change me. And now I can see every single possibility. And someday I know it'll all turn out, and I'll work to work it out. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get, than I get, than I get. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you can to give so much more than I get. Yeah, I just haven't met you yet. I just haven't met you yet. Oh, I promise you can to give so much more than I get. Just haven't met you yet. So birthday, yeah. I just haven't met you yet.
Phoenix FM.
Always enjoy a bit of Mickey Bubbles where possible, and straight away I'm going to go into another one I haven't heard for a little while. It brought them to prominence in the UK. Here's Fireflies from Owl City.
If 10 million fireflies lit up the world as I fell asleep, 'cause they fill the open air and leave teardrops everywhere. You'd think me rude, but I would just stand and stare. 'Cause I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs as they try to teach me how to dance. Trot above my head, a sock hop beneath my bed. A disco ball is just hanging by a thread. I'd like to make myself believe this planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, 'cause everything is never as it seems. Leave my door open just a crack.
Please take me away from here,
'cause I feel like such an insomniac.
Please take me away from here.
Why do I tire of counting sheep?
Please take me away from here,
when I'm far too tired to fall asleep. To 10 million fireflies, I'm weird 'cause I hate goodbyes. I got misty eyes as they said farewell. But I'll know where several are if my dreams get real bizarre, 'cause I saved a few and I keep them in a jar. I'd like to make myself believe this planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, 'cause everything is never as it seems. I'd like to make myself believe this planet Earth
it's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, because my dreams are bursting at the seams.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Lovely Owl City and Fireflies. I got a message from Eddie Bushell that said he used to sing that song to his pregnant wife's belly, to his unborn child. I don't know if he was talking about Fireflies. I'm guessing he was talking about Michael Bublé's I Haven't Met You Yet. I didn't check when that was sent. Yeah, it was sent during Michael Bublé. Would have been a bit weird if he sang Fireflies to her stomach, I suppose. I could not believe my eyes. You've got a large tummy because there's a baby inside it. Yeah, it doesn't work, does it? It doesn't compute. Let's leave that right there and pay our final visit of the evening to the weird world of news. Now, we heard a tragic kangaroo attack story. This is still sad relating to animals, but then bizarre relating to animals' owners. Now, here's a headline that does fit in with the rest of the article. Grieving woman spending £3,500 travelling to scatter beloved hamster's ashes in Hawaii. Yes. I don't want to say too much about my own feelings about this, but there we go. Grieving woman spending £3,500 travelling to scatter beloved hamster's ashes in Hawaii. Right. Lisa Murray Lang is planning to take the ashes of her hamster to Hawaii after creating the holiday destination as a cardboard cutout for her hamster to sit in during lockdown. Okay, she's going to travel 7,000 miles to Hawaii to spread the ashes of her beloved Spud, her pet hamster. She was devastated by the death of the three-year-old rodent earlier on this year. During the 2020 lockdown, she created cardboard versions of famous locations such as London, Paris and Coronation Street for Spud to visit. Now that's fabulous. Obviously helping to pass the time, I understand that. To mark her hamster's passing, she bought a ticket to Honolulu, Hawaii, in October to spread his ashes whilst on a real holiday. Professional dog walker Lisa said, "We're going to take him down to the beach, play Beyonce's song I Wish I Was Here while we scatter his ashes and leave a message in the sand saying Spud visited. It's the perfect send-off for him, is it? Okay. He'll finally get to come along on a real holiday for once. He might have only stayed at home during his life, but he managed to visit lots of places." I can see there is a great, very cute photo of Spud visiting Lisa's depiction of 10 Downing Street, which is quite impressive. She's clearly a dab hand at artistry and artwork and being creative, but would you spend £3,500 on a holiday and scatter your hamster's ashes? She would. There we go. Okay, let's all go to Hawaii with our old animals in tow. Speaking of animals and rodents, I think this next track was originally going to be about a rodent. I've taken it to be about me. Another one that was about me. Michael Bublé did it earlier. Michael Jackson has done it here. People called Michael sing about Ben.
We both found what we were looking for. We is Phoenix 98 FM.
Michael Jackson's Ben. Was it written about me? Came out not long after I was born, so you never know. Anyway, voting is now open on the final of the World Cup of Films once again. If you've already voted and thought it had finished, thank you for your vote. You don't have to vote again. If you missed the voting and are devastated about it, you can vote again. We're extending it by a week. And we will reveal the greatest movie of all time, according to this programme, live on the airwaves on next week's show. Tune in next Tuesday to find out whether The Empire Strikes Back or Back to the Future has been granted that wondrous accolade, the greatest movie of all time. If you want to cast a vote, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, single click or tap, find the profile, cast your vote. It's very, very easy, but do us a favour. Retweet the poll as well, then many more people could vote on it and we can get a real glimpse into the psyche of the nation when it comes to movies. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Empire Strikes Back, Back to the Future. The question asked, as it has been for every round of the World Cup of Films, if you could only watch one of those films right now, which one would you choose? Okay. I'm going to do one final impromptu visit to the Weird World of Films. I say impromptu, but I've planned it. Weird World of Films. Not the Weird World of Film. That's an entirely new feature I've invented there, where I share with you the weirdest films in existence. Maybe that's for the future. The Weird World of News. I was disappointed with the white shirt story, so I haven't really brought you any life hacks this evening. I'm going to try and find one before I leave you tonight. Before that, though, let's have a little bit of Oasis, shall we? If you're feeling angry right now, you know what not to do, don't you? Sometimes in blue.
Phoenix FM.
Classic Oasis, Don't Look Back in Anger. During that track, I had another message from my unofficial assistant during tonight's show, Mr. Eddie Bushell, who's been wonderful in Norfolk, as he frequently is. Well, he's wonderful wherever he goes. But he has discovered the meaning, if we listen back to a few songs back, we had Macy Gray's I Try, where she says, I keep my cool, but I'm fiending. And I expressed dismay at not knowing what that meant. Eddie has resolved the problem for all of us and found out that fiending, in that context, means to desire greatly. To desire greatly is fiending. I had no idea. Literally no idea. I would never have thought it was that. But thanks, Mr. B, for sorting that out. Great work. And, yeah, there's no need to apologise whatsoever. Anyway, even if there was, it's quite frankly too late. Weird World of News, final visit coming up after One Republic. I have got life hacks for you.
I'm holding on your rope, got me 10 feet off the ground. And I'm hearing what you say, but I just can't make a sound. You tell me that you need me, then you go and cut me down. But wait. Tell me that you're sorry, didn't think I'd turn around and say,
is Phoenix 98 FM.
One Republic's rather lovely apologise. Now, as promised, an impromptu, although planned, which is a paradox, I suppose, visit to the Weird World of News just before I leave you. I've got a couple of tracks still to squeeze in, but I did want to give you a life hack tonight, so here we go. Everybody has been frustrated at some point in their lives by water rings on wooden furniture, tables, etc. How can you cheaply get rid of water rings without needing to invest in a new table or expensive cleaning products or companies to come and do it for you? Here you go. What can get rid of water rings? Five things. A dab of mayonnaise. applying a bit of mayonnaise to a microfiber towel, which can be used to dab the stain. Then pop a paper towel over the top and leave it to sit for a few hours, allowing time for the oil in the mayonnaise to displace the moisture from the table into the towel. After a few hours have passed, you can remove the mayo to polish the table if it's worked. If it hasn't worked, leave it overnight and check again. There we go. Second method, lightly ironing it. Said to work for still damp stains, with the heat of the iron helping to evaporate moisture. First of all, remove water from the iron before setting it to a low temperature. Put a plain cloth over the mark before lightly placing the iron on top, and keep checking every 3 seconds to see if it's done the trick. If you don't want to iron your table, you can do the same thing with a hairdryer. Yes, a good swap. Put it on the highest setting and point it at the stain until the stain vanishes. Or you could use Vaseline, works similar way to mayonnaise. The oil in Vaseline is very effective when it comes to removing the white case of a water ring. And this couldn't be easier. Apply Vaseline to the surface in question, buff it in using a good old-fashioned dust cloth. Leave it to sit overnight and wipe away in the morning. Then finally, toothpaste. Without any whitening capabilities, it must be a toothpaste without whitening capabilities. Put it on a cloth, apply to the stain, remove using a damp cloth. 5 ways to get rid of water rings. Toothpaste, Vaseline, hairdryer, iron or mayonnaise. Don't say I don't give you useful tips here on the show that goes like this. Penultimate track this evening, Take That.
I guess now it's time for me to give up. I think it's time. Got a picture of you beside me. Got your lipstick mark still on your coffee cup. Oh, yeah. Got a fist of your emotion. Got a head of shattered dreams. Gotta leave it. Gotta leave it all behind now. Whatever I said, whatever I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good.
Want you back, want you back, want you back for good.
Whenever I'm wrong, just tell me the song and I'll sing it. You'll be right and understood.
Want you back, want you back,
I want you back for good. But underlined, I figured out the story.
No, no,
it wasn't good.
No, no.
But in a corner of my mind,
corner of my mind,
I celebrated glory.
But that was not to be.
In the twist of separation, you excelled in being free. Can't you find a little room inside for me? Whatever I said, whatever I did, I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good.
Want you back, want you back.
See, I want you back for good. Whatever I'm wrong, just tell me the song and I'll sing it. You'll be right and understood.
Want you back, want you back.
I want you back for good.
I want you back.
It's now it's time that you came back for good.
Phoenix FM.
Take That Back for Good, the penultimate track on the show tonight. It's been lovely to be back with you on the airwaves, and I'll be here again next week. Don't forget, after me, Synth City with Rob Harvey coming up from 8 until 10. And then after 10 o'clock, Gary Davidson in with Off the Record. So don't go anywhere, keep it on Phoenix. And what's gone on in tonight's show? Well, we found out that Stella McCartney was born on the same day as Roald Dahl. And Daniel Defoe, who would have been 362 today. That's slightly unlikely. The Weird World of News provided its usual blend of ridiculousness tonight. We found out that the Queen had a gold Wii, a Nintendo Wii, and enjoyed playing the 10-pin bowling game on it. Also, the woman who went on a date, it didn't go well, and her date sent her an invoice for £29 for food and drinks that he felt he'd wasted. It's unbelievable. We heard about the man sadly killed by a pet kangaroo, the first kangaroo attack on a human since 1936 in Australia. We heard the non-news story about a woman who asked for help with white shirts. That was the story. And then the woman who spent $3,500 going to Hawaii to scatter the ashes of her hamster. More stories like that you can hear next week. Here's a track to play us out that's fabulous. It's the Stereophonics. I'll see you soon.
See a blind man cross the road, trying to make the other side. Ever see a young girl growing old, trying to make herself a bride?
That's your poor old granddad had to sweat some blood.